Birthright by Nora Roberts. To Mary Kay McComas, who doesn't play a musical instrument, but is the best of pals. And he who gives a child a treat makes joy bells ring in heaven's street. But he who gives a child a home builds palaces in kingdom come. And she who gives a baby birth brings Savior Christ again to earth. John Masefield. Know thyself. Inscribed on the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. Prologue. December 12, 1974. Douglas Edward Cullen had to pee. Nerves, excitement, and the coke he'd had as part of his reward lunch at McDonald's for being good while Mama shopped combined to fill his 3-year-old bladder to bursting. He danced in exquisite torture from the toe of one of his red kegs to the other. His heart was pounding so hard, he thought if he didn't yell really loud or run as fast as he could, he might explode. He loved when stuff exploded on TV. But Mama had told him he had to be good. If little boys weren't good, Santa would put coal in their stocking instead of toys. He wasn't sure what coal was, but he knew he wanted toys. So he only yelled and ran in his mind, like his daddy had taught him to do when it was really, really important to keep still. The big snowman beside him grinned and was even fatter than Douglas's Aunt Lucy. He didn't know what snowmen ate, but this one had to eat a lot. The bright red nose of Rudolph.